The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Bros Pod is of course brought to you by BetOnline. There might be less football being played, but BetOnline has way more stuff to bet on this playoff season. From scores, totals, player performance props, to where the next fired coach is going to land, BetOnline is the number one spot for all things NFL betting in 2022. And with the new year comes a new updated desktop and mobile website. To sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, to get started. And it's not just football. BetOnline's basketball, hockey, boxing, and UFC odds coverage is the best in the business. From sports right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, BetOnline is your number one online wagering destination. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports and play your favorite games. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another version of Bill Roden on Sports. As you can tell, in an undisclosed location. In Harlem, USA, here's the siren. And, a lot to talk about. We're on the, we're about 9 days away from the Super Bowl. So that'll be, I guess, very exciting. I don't know. I asked my friend and co-host, Jamal Murphy. Are you excited, Murph?
I'm a little less excited about the Super Bowl after the latest turn of events as far as, obviously the Brian Flores news and the coaching hires and all that. I haven't even really thought about the Super Bowl, to tell you the truth.
I thought you were going to say after the Washington football team named itself the Commanders.
Oh, yeah, that's great. I'm not really feeling that nickname either.
Yeah, well, sure, after you've heard it, for the past 5 years.
Yeah.
Like anything else, you just, the Commanders,
Exactly.
Particularly if they win, man, those Commanders really in command.
Right. I mean, there are a lot of terrible names that we just get used to.
They need a commander. You can just.
all kind of headlines.
Yeah. Commanders in, if they play Kansas City, those would be Commanders and Chiefs.
Right.
So anyway, but the big news, obviously, for the last few days was former Dolphins head coach Brian Flores kind of shocked a lot of people by suing the National Football League as a class action suit. Now, I'm not sure how far that's going to go, but I know it shocked a lot of people that Flores would, who spent 3 years in Miami before being fired, some people say, unfairly. And then he basically sued the NFL for systematic racism in his hiring practices of black coaches. I was a little surprised. What about you? You know Flores. I mean, he was a former, like you, a poly prep grad. Right. What did you make of it? Were you surprised by it?
Yeah, I was pretty much shocked. I was shocked. I didn't expect you know, first of all, we've never seen this before. We've never seen any coach take, you know, go to battle with the NFL legally over hiring practices. We haven't seen that, period. So I was shocked that any coach, you know, would try that. Not to say that I disagree, but I'm shocked, you know, you're shocked to hear that someone would go that route. And especially, I was even more shocked that it was Flores, because he was one of those guys who I thought might get another chance, that he was still in the running. You know, I just, you know, before he, right before the news broke, I had just heard people saying, oh, he's a finalist in with Texas, or he's a finalist with the Saints. You know, not to say I expected him to get one of those jobs, but I thought it was possible. So yeah, for him to just, you know, jump off the roof, as they say, and sue the NFL for hiring practices, I was definitely very surprised. But I think obviously I have his back.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. He, I guess our mixed reports that he told a couple teams he was interviewing that the suit was about to jump off. Mm. You know, but, you know, it hasn't really stopped the white hiring cycle. You know, Jacksonville hired Doug Peterson, and the rumor is that Minnesota, the Vikings, are going to hire the former or the offensive coordinator for the Rams,
right?
Who is white. So that leaves Houston and I guess Miami. And I guess I would not be shocked if Miami hired a black head coach. But you know, these guys, you know, wouldn't that be irony?
Right. And then ask him to tank.
Yeah, ask him to tank. Yeah. We'll only hire you on the condition that you only win like six games.
Right.
Or maybe when he's smart, he should build the $600,000 into the cap, you know, call it a bonus.
Right.
We'll give you a signing bonus of $800,000. That's how many games we expect you to take.
Right. Off the record.
Yeah. Yeah. Off the books. Yeah, man. It's unbelievable. You know, it's unbelievable. Did you read through the complaint? You being an attorney, did you?
Yeah. Yes. I read through the complaint. I can't say, you know, I can't say I was all that impressed with the complaint. And I say that just in terms of the strength of the case, or the strength of the case they presented and the way they went about it, because it read to me more like a think piece or an article rather than a strict legal complaint. You know, they had the quote from Martin Luther King.
Right.
I don't think I've ever seen that. My wife has said she's seen it, but because she's been, you know, she's been a clerk, so she sees everything, right? She's seen all kind of complaints, so she's seen that before, but not usually from winning cases. Usually, when you have a winning case, you stick to the facts and keep it simple as possible. I had to read, you know, I think it was paragraph 14 before they even started talking about the facts.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting to me. But then, you know, I think, you know, then you see Flores, you know, doing a lot of media.
Which is unusual, I guess.
Right, right. So I guess that probably, I mean, to give the lawyers, you know, I'm sure they had a plan. I guess their plan was that they knew it was going to be a tough case and that they wanted to take it to the court of public opinion. To put some sort of pressure on the NFL, as much pressure as they could from the outside. So I guess that was their strategy, and we'll see if it works. I mean, legally, and it's not even just. I think he has a case, right? I'm not strictly legal, but I think in general he has a case. Obviously, there's no question that he's being discriminated against. That black coaches have been discriminated against. I mean, it's the most obvious thing in the world. But, you know, all these discrimination cases in any profession are extremely tough to prove. And that's on purpose. That's intentional. That's the Supreme Court most recently in 2020. They made it even tougher. Where Section 1981, you have to prove not only that race played a factor in in you being denied for a job, you have to show that it was the factor.
Right.
Like it was, there was nothing else that they looked at that prevented you from, that they took into account that prevented you from getting the job. And that's almost impossible to prove. And they know that. So the system is against us in, you know, in all walks of life here. So it's always a tough case to win those discrimination cases. And like I said, that's done intentionally. So again, maybe that's what his lawyers were thinking in terms of, we got to make this some sort of public appeal.
Wow. I mean, do you think that if you've read everything, how strong is this case? I mean, even the Buffalo thing, that seemed to be the thing that, you know, one of the biggest smoking guns that Bill Belichick congratulated him, thinking he was congratulating Brian Daboll 2 days before Brian Flores' interview. But do you think, you see now the NFL, everybody's putting out statements now, right? The Denver Broncos, NFL, the New York Giants. Do you think, more thought about it, all the Giants have to do is say he was mistaken or something. Right. But what do you think? I mean, is that and the $100,000 he supposedly received or was asked to, in other words, he was asked to tank games, right? And the owner, according to Flores, was going to pay him $100,000 per tank game.
Right.
How strong are those two things?
Yeah, I don't think they're really, I mean, just legally speaking, like in terms of winning the case, I don't think they're all that strong. I think in terms of reality, in terms of like level-headed people figuring out what really happened, I think that, you know, that continues to show us that there's discrimination. But legally, no, I don't think it's that strong, because let's look at the Buffalo thing. You're right. First of all, they can say, you know, what does Bill Belichick know? I mean, he doesn't work for us. He doesn't work, you know, he doesn't work for the Giants. He doesn't work for Buffalo. He's saying what he thought or what he heard. He could have heard wrong, you know. But also on top of that, he's saying that they made the decision before you interviewed, not before they interviewed any minority. And from some reports I've heard that they might have talked to a Leslie Frazier or some other black applicant. Maybe they did. Maybe they did a cursory interview. I even heard that they might have done a cursory interview with Flores previously, you know, that they were on a Zoom a few weeks before they had the official interview. So yeah, I don't think it really proves much there. And as for the being told he was going to get $100,000 per loss, I don't even know if that goes directly to the suit. You know, all these things are like circumstantial evidence where, you know, if you put all together all this circumstantial evidence, you can come to a conclusion, but that's not even how these cases are, these civil rights cases or these discrimination cases work. If it was a criminal case, you can decide a criminal case on circumstantial evidence, but not these cases. You need real, real hard evidence, and he doesn't have it. And separately, the $100,000 claim, you know, I hope he was recording it. I hope he, you know, right. I hope he had his cell phone on record or something, because what's the proof? I believe him, but what's the proof?
Yeah. I mean, all these are just, well, I didn't say that.
Right.
You know, yes, you did. Well, prove it.
Right.
You know,
I mean, I look at all these guys, Elway came out, said, oh, what do you mean? I took his
interview seriously.
To me, yeah, all these defenses are, you're going to believe me or the black guy?
Yeah,
that's how I see these defenses so far.
Right. Yeah. And you know, you can hear a lot of people in our profession, not everybody, but a lot of just kind of wishing we could just move on.
You know? Right.
Like, can we just talk?
Like you said, Super Bowl's coming.
Right. Yeah. Can we just get on with this?
Right.
You know, and the fact that this Super Bowl, like the last couple, the last, you know, last year, it was going to be all virtual. So the idea of, you know, being able to slide up to players and kind of talk them off the record, because to me, this issue is still about the black players speaking up. Because a lot of these guys, not necessarily the stars, but a lot of these guys want to stay in the business. They want to coach.
Right.
Many of these guys would love to one day be head coaches.
Right.
And if I'm like them, I'm like thinking, shit, man, these guys are like saying that this is reserved for my white counterpart. You know, I'll be an all pro, or I'll be, you know, playing in the league for 8-9 years. And when I get done playing, I'm destined just to be a position coach.
Right.
You know, so you think that some players would have a vested interest in speaking up, and maybe they will, you know, maybe they will. You know,
well, I saw Tyrone Matthew, Honey Badger said something today at the Pro Bowl, I guess. Everybody's out in Las Vegas for the Pro Bowl, and they caught up with him. And he's always been pretty outspoken at times. He's one guy I would love to talk to. Just, you know, he praised Eric Bieniemy a couple of years ago, I remember. You know, when they won the Super Bowl, he was out there saying that Bieniemy, like, he couldn't believe he hadn't gotten an interview then, 2 years ago. So he's always been up front, and he says that, you know, he supports Flores. I think in terms of positives from the Flores lawsuit, I think those are the positives, that he has at least received public support from, you know, has he received legal board? Support? Like, nobody's really joining the class action.
I know.
But he's seen at least public support from most players that I've seen make statements.
Who else said anything? I just heard of
ex players, you know, ESPN, most of the ex players are saying, even white and black are saying that, you know, that they agree with him. Everybody's saying that he's a stand-up guy. You know, he's a very honest guy. That's why I'm not buying that any of this is a lie. Like, nope, that's not his. Right. He's not known as that. He's known as the most straightforward guy there is.
Yeah, that sounds pretty specific. You know, $100,000. Yeah. I mean, you know. Yeah. But like you said, if you talk about the law, it has to be a higher burden of proof than that.
Right, and that's what I'm – and I really do think his lawyers, you know, good lawyers, they represented Weinstein victim, so they have experience. So it's not, you know,
it's sure an all white firm, by the way. Yeah, I don't think they got.
Yeah, I saw that. Which also bothered me about the way they wrote the complaint. You know, I think they owe you some royalties or something, because they talked about, you know, the NFL being a plantation and all this kind of stuff. You know, they kind of took things that have been said for years. And like I said, made it into almost like an article.
Right, it was. You're right.
So, and then when, you know, I find out that that's a white law firm, you know, it made me think a little bit about that. But, you know, so, but like I said, they have put him out there in front of the media and all this kind of stuff. So maybe, I'm sure they know what they're doing as far as that goes, that they know this is probably more of a case of public opinion.
Does he have a dilemma? Let's say he's offered the Houston job. Does he have a dilemma? Is he hurt if he takes the job?
I wouldn't think so. In fact, that was one of the questions I had about this case too, because he was, you know, this thing comes out, you know, whatever it was, Tuesday, I think. And today's Friday. I think it came out Tuesday. And like I said, I just heard he was in the running for the Houston gig and the New Orleans gig, and they come out with this. Remember that it's the first day. It was February 1st, the first day of Black History Month, right? And they mentioned that in the complaint. I think somewhere in the complaint they say this is on the first day of Black History Month. We got to do something crazy. So I'm wondering if that was the plan, no matter what, because he was still under consideration for these other jobs. And when you think about it, let's say he got the Houston job. Let's say he didn't come out with this lawsuit yet, and he gets the Houston job or he gets the Saint job. If he truly in his heart, you know, still wanted to file the complaint, he could have done it after he got the job. And he would have been, and they could not fire him. You know what I mean? Like, he would have been more protected, because it would be looked at as retaliation. You know, once he already has a job, and then he files suit on the NFL, you can't fire him after that. So he could have secured a job first, or at least just seen if he was going to get a job. But instead, he kind of just, you know, most likely he doesn't get one of those jobs. So that was weird to me, that he didn't let the process play out. And if he really wanted, and if he really had, you know, wanted to file suit, he could have done that in a more comfortable space.
You mean he should have, Flores, before he dropped the hammer, he should have gone through all of his interviews.
Yeah. And like I said, even if he gets a job, he can still, if you have a problem, I mean, if the Giants did something illegal, if the NFL did something illegal, if Denver did something illegal, if Miami did something illegal, he still could have brought this lawsuit while having a job that they cannot fire, and they cannot fire you because you filed suit. That's clear retaliation. So yeah. He would have been even more protected.
Well, so why do you think he just, you're saying this could have been the motion for a while. Maybe he didn't think he was going to get any jobs.
No, that's fair. That's fair. Maybe he knew I ain't getting these jobs. Like, who are they kidding? Like, right. All this stuff is a sham. You know, right. He might have felt like that. That's fine. I get that. And he probably knows better than all of us. You know, personally, I just felt like there's an outside chance he gets one of those jobs. But you know, either he didn't want it or he didn't think he was going to get it.
Yeah. So we'll see. We haven't spoken for a while. Meanwhile, there's a game.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just wondering, who's the last white wide receiver to be the MVP of a Super Bowl? I'm not talking about the other year. I'm not talking about this little slot receiver, who's
Welker.
Welker. No, not Welker, the other
one. Not Welker.
A couple years ago.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Oh, man. With the beard and all that. Forget it. Yeah, I can't think of his name.
Let me Google it.
But he was a slot receiver.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like a bona fide, you know, like deep route running wide receiver. Edelman. Yeah. I mean, Edelman was a slot receiver and was MVP, you know, right. He was MVP of that game.
Right.
I'm talking about like, when was the last time you had like a white wide receiver, you know?
I mean, that's before my time. Who's the guy, the great wide receiver for the Raiders?
Fred Biletnikoff.
did he win a Super Bowl MVP? I know he had some highlights.
Yeah, he had a lot of highlights. Biletnikoff was a bad boy. No question about it. He was a bad boy.
Right.
But I mean, that's a long time.
So
I'm thinking, not only do we not get any head coaches, now they're going to start encroaching on our territory on the field. We're taking wide receiver, but we're taking this game back. We're taking this shit back. Next year, you're going to have like running back. They tried to do it with Christian
McCaffrey.
Yep. McCaffrey. We go next 2 years, our goal is to have like about 10 white running backs, you know, be all pro. And then we're going to get like a couple defensive backs.
Right.
You know,
right.
We'll show you.
that sounds very NFL for sure. The NFL, you know, they just, you know, you can't force them to do anything. You know, they just, I think the more you complain, the more they dig in.
Right. Right. Well, this whole thing smacks of resistance.
Yeah.
Well, these mothers said, you know, this is my, you Negroes can't tell me what did the guy McNair say? You can't let the inmates run the asylum.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, exactly. You just use the inmates, you know?
Yeah.
What I'm about to say might shock you, but the greatest quarterback of all time is not just a GOAT on the field. He's a GOAT when it comes to investing, too. He invests in stocks, crypto, and even art. Now you can invest like the GOAT with Masterworks. Masterworks is the investing platform that lets you buy shares representing an investment in art from icons like Picasso, Monet, and Warhol. Art pieces actually outpaced the S&P 500 by 164% from 1992 to 2021. In fact, early investors already received over 30% IRR in 2020 and 2021 from the sale of just two paintings. This is your opportunity to join 300,000 other members and invest like the GOAT. Plus, you can get priority access with our game day promo. Go to masterworks.art/believe. That's masterworks.art/BLEAV. See important disclosures at masterworks.io/disclaimer.
What do you think about the guy? Are you excited about the matchup? the Rams and the Bengals. You know, people talk about how fresh it is. Some, you know.
Yeah, I'm not overly excited about the matchup. One good thing about the Flores situation is that I didn't have to. It kind of shortened the time period I had to hear about all the Joe Burrow hype.
I know.
Because that was just driving me crazy. And I like Joe Burrow. I mean, but, you know, it's just that, you know, all of a sudden he's the cool Joe Cool.
Joe Cool, yeah. You know,
sunglasses with the gold chain and bad white boy and all this stuff. Like I said, I like him, but, you know, it's just too much. I just can't take it. You know, it's just the ultimate great white hope thing is back again, you know.
It always happens. I mean, it doesn't take anything. All of a sudden, it takes like very little,
right?
You know. And now I'm thinking with Burrow and Cooper Kupp, I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. Yeah. You know, and then Matt Stafford. It's like too much,
yeah. You know. And the way Mahomes went out was a bummer to me personally. Just like,
right.
You know, he played terribly that second half. I mean, absolutely terribly in the second half. I mean, Joe Burrow, he threw for 250 yards, you know, had a 2 touchdowns and a pick. That's just pedestrian, you know.
Right.
And they're making it seem like this dude was Joe Montana.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, so, yeah, I mean, I think the matchup, it'll be a good game. I don't think the Rams are that good. And I don't think, I don't think they're that much better than the Bengals. I think I don't think they're much better than the Chiefs or any better, maybe. So I think it'll be a good game. But, you know, it's Super Bowl. It's an event. It's a holiday.
Well, yeah. I mean, as good as the playoffs were, it's going to take a lot for this game,
right,
to be better. Was there an overtime game? Has there been an overtime game yet in the Super Bowl?
Oh, in the Super Bowl. There must have been. I'm not sure.
I'm wondering. I always keep thinking about that. That when, you know, will there be a Super Bowl overtime game? You know, where, I mean, if this game, if the Buffalo-Kansas City game were like in the Super Bowl,
oh,
you know, right, it'd be called the greatest of all time.
Right.
Back and forth, back and forth. And then, you know, having to go over, you know, go into overtime. And then, you know, do you like the overtime rule?
I don't mind it. You know, I think it's probably better than it used to be in terms of, you know, you could just go down and kick a field goal. But even then, I never used to complain about overtimes. You know, it is what it is. I mean, the college one is just too much. You know, it's just like the game never ends.
Right. Oh, that's right. Because yeah.
Like everybody, they in college, everybody gets the ball at the 35 or something like that, and if you know, you go until the other team doesn't score, type of deal.
Right. We'll be here all night.
Yeah. So I don't mind it, and I agree with the people who say, you know, defense is part of the game too. Just because you don't get the ball, I mean, defense is part of the game. You got to make a stop some point in the game.
But in other words, you still got a shot if you play defense and just make them kick a field goal.
Yeah.
You can still win.
Right. And remember back in the day, you didn't have, you know, you had to stop them from kicking a field goal.
Right.
But I guess it makes sense with the way they've changed the rules to make it so much easier to pass down the field. So it's really hard nowadays to stop them from getting into field goal range.
And the way these guys are like knocking out 63-yard field goals.
That's true. That's true.
You know, I mean, as soon as you pass midfield, you're in range.
Right. That's true too. That's true.
I wonder if they're going to like move the goalposts back. Now, they have to wait till they're black field goal kickers for them to do that. Trust me.
Once they're black field goal kickers. Their thighs are too big.
We got to narrow the goalposts.
It's not fair anymore.
It's not fair. That's an unnatural advantage. What else? Anything excite you in the NBA at all? I can't really focus on it's kind of at the corner of my eye. There was a big blockbuster trade today, I guess. Bledsoe, where's Eric Bledsoe?
Oh, yeah, for the Clippers. I saw that.
So the Clippers.
Yeah, the Clippers. I mean, the Clippers got some guys. The Clippers got better. You know, Ty Lue can coach. Ty Lue is a good – we saw that right in last playoffs, that he's a legit, you know, big-time coach. And he has the Clippers who haven't had – Kawhi Leonard all year. They haven't had Paul George in a long time. And he's got a bunch of guys we barely have heard of. And they have a better record than the Lakers right now. So that's where the Lakers messed up. They should have hired Lue, you know?
Right.
And LeBron, he knows Lue. So I don't know, you know, who knows what the story was there. But Ty Lue is a great coach, and he ends up getting Covington and Powell from Portland, who are very good role players. You give that to Lue, he might win a series with that, without Kawhi and Paul George.
Right.
So, you know, that's interesting. I mean, the thing that sticks out to me about the NBA, the thing I'm thinking about now is the Nets, and how they're, you know, it's basically a joke, and how they're not going to win anything, and you still got, you know, you got, and I should have known that, you know, and you're not going to win anything with a guy playing half the games, you know, and saying he's going to do that in the playoffs, and now you see it's affected Harden to the point where I think he's mailing it in, like, oh,
right, I'm done.
I got to play with this guy. He gets to play half the games and whatever.
Yeah,
and Harden wasn't playing well anyway. You know what I'm saying? I mean, basically, it's still a one man team. It's KD, and KD Durant made the choice, right, to go to follow Kyrie.
And he said, "What the hell am I doing following this guy?"
Oh my!
Yeah. I know this is kind of a special quick addition. I guess two things you mentioned earlier. When I asked you, were you excited about this? The problem is the ratings are so high. There are a lot of black folks who said they were going to stop watching the NFL after Kaepernick.
Right.
And they're back. And now, you know, these great playoffs, and they're back. You know, I'm not sure what you could do. That's why I know you don't think the suit is very strong, but that's the only recourse you have. You can't talk it. You got to sue them.
Yeah. And I, you know, I thought about that. I mean, when the whole suit went down, and I'm like, should I even watch the Super Bowl? I mean, for me, it's I'm like a absolute sports fanatic. So, but I mean, you know, it's something to think about. But you're right. Yeah. I mean, they know that people are going to watch anyway. We've seen it, you know. And even, let's say, all the black people didn't watch. What does that, is that a big enough dent if all white people do watch?
Yeah, I mean, what is a dent? What would cause a dent? The only thing that would cause a dent if the guy didn't play.
Right.
That's the only thing that would cause a dent.
So that, I mean, it's like you say, that's the key. The players, they have the power. I don't even think they realize it, but they have all that power.
Could you imagine what would happen? I mean, could you even imagine what would happen if the brothers on the Raiders and on the Bengals all decided, Jamar Chase, Aaron Donald, all those guys decided that either they were not going to play or that they were going to do something before the game, some show of something, just to like embarrass the league, to like lick arms or something, you know.
Take a knee again.
They
hated the knee. They hated the knee.
They hate that. And they do that in the Super Bowl. They say, oh, my God, you know, here they go. And then Snoop, tell them to get up, Snoop.
Well, that's interesting because the halftime show, those guys might actually say something, you know, like Kendrick Lamar, Snoop. They're not playing. They don't, you know, they don't care. But they actually might say something or make some sort of statement. You never know. You're right. If they did something, that would be – it could be powerful. But, you know, I thought, like you said, if they didn't play, or if they at least threatened to not play, you know, like the Bill Russell thing, you know, didn't he do that in an All-Star game?
Yeah, they weren't going to play.
Yeah, so if they did something like that, man, that you thought, I mean, there'd be like riots.
There would be riots. White kind people, of, white another people January 6th,
white people
yeah,
riot. It'd be another January 6th out here in different cities.
Boo, there'd be boo. Yeah,
there'd be so many bars torn up. It would be crazy.
The fucking guys, I got them on my fucking fantasy team. Yeah,
exactly. So I mean, yeah, something. I mean, it is. It's on the players, and I know it's not fair when you think, you know, because the players always ask, like, why are you asking us to do something? What you guys can't stop watching, you know. But I think, you know, it is the star players, the big time players who are mostly black. You talk about 70% of the league is black. What percentage of the star players are black? Like higher than that, higher than 70% probably. So, I mean, that's something that's probably, you know, that's where the power lies that I can think of.
Yeah.
And you know, with the coach, we talk about the coaches and whether they join the suit, and we know, you know, their livelihood depends on, you know, staying in the league and continuing to coach. You know, it's not like a regular job where, you know, you could maybe go into another profession. You know, you sue your someone in your profession, you can go into another profession. If all you know is football, your entire passion on top of that is football, that's really tough to put all that on the line when you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, it is a lot. I mean, we always say that, but that is a lot to ask people to, knowing that they're going to, knowing that you're basically going to end your career.
Right.
You know.
Unless it's a group deal.
Well, even if it's a group deal, they'll pick off.
Right.
They'll pick off who they got to pick off.
Right.
They'll teach you a lesson.
Yeah, they'll send the message.
If we can't do without you, then we won't do without you. Right. But if we can do without you, we'll do without you.
Yeah, they'll pick everyone. Like if it was a bunch, like if a whole bunch of players protested, let's say you had Lamar Jackson, Mahomes, you had Burrow, maybe he's down for the cause, Burrow or something like that. And then on top of that, you had some, like, you know, linebackers who played half the time and, you know, some backup running backs who also joined. Those guys would be picked off.
Yeah, those guys would be done. They'd be done, you know. But, you know, we're talking about the Zeke's, the, right. you know, then you, yeah, and if there was some support from white guys,
right,
you know, who protested too,
right.
That's really the only thing. But even if there was during this week coming up, if there was even a hint of that,
right,
even a hint that might happen.
Yeah, even a threat, something.
Yeah, these guys would like scramble and, you know, go talk to everybody and, you know, what can we do? Maybe they even fire some of the white coaches they already hired. You know, we're going to fire you.
All right. We know these guys are average, but we'll fire them. Okay, fine.
Yeah. That's right.
Because – I mean, it's just, you know, we talked about this last time. Like, I tweeted it today. I said the NFL is basically it's basically America when Republicans are running things, right?
Right.
Like, it's the same thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like they don't care. There's no justice, you know, forget about affirmative action and all that stuff, even though, you know, we know the biggest affirmative action ever was beneficial to the white man throughout
right.
history. We know that. Like, it's all obvious. They try to get us not to see what's right in front of our face. But I mean, it's just crazy. You look at who the Bills hired. They hired an offensive coordinator, no-name offensive coordinator, who took Josh Allen to the playoffs, to the divisional round. That's how far he got with Josh Allen. And Bieniemy is an offensive coordinator who's been to multiple Super Bowls with Mahomes. So you're telling me because this guy took Josh Allen to one divisional round that he is more appealing than the same offensive coordinator who takes another good quarterback to multiple Super Bowls and multiple AFC championship games? It's crazy. Like when you just look at it at what they're actually doing, you know?
Yeah, it's very, yeah. Yeah, it's insulting. So, you know, basically it's like kind of daring you to do something.
Right.
You know?
I mean, Flores, I give him credit. I think, yeah, I mean, you know, who knows if I even could have done that. So I give him credit for at least putting it out there. He had to be very, very feel very humiliated and upset to take this step, but he did it. And I think, you know, history, I think will be in his favor, but I don't know about right now. And that's the thing too, Josina Anderson, a friend of the show, she said something today on TV about, you know, the fact that everybody is saying that people keep going on TV saying that, oh, we know Flores is never going to get a job again and all that kind of stuff. She was like, that kind of perpetuates that, you know, that's going to perpetuate it to keep going. you know, that will actually happen, because we're all resigned to it. Like, oh, right. The end. Oh, we know he'll never get a job again. We know he'll never get a job again. Well, now they know. Okay, we don't have to give him a job again. Right. Everybody's expecting us to do that anyway. Right. You know. Right. So I think we should stop saying that. Like, we need to, you know, he still deserves a job.
He should get a job, right? He should. You know, in fact, if he was a white guy, a lot of people would interpret that as boldness. That's exactly what we need. You know, we need somebody who's like, is bold. That's what this franchise needs.
Right.
You know, we'd be shaken up, right. You know, and which is true. You look at me, you know what? Anybody who's got that kind of guts to do that should be my head coach.
Yes.
And we know that the black players would rally around, all the players would rally around it. Because I mean, this guy takes on the entire league.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a complete joke.
All right, Jamal. So listen, man, this is a great, made short and sweet. Last thing, who do you think is going to win? Who do you have in the Super Bowl? Who have winning?
I think right now I'm leaning Rams.
Joe Cool or Pat Statsford?
I think it's going to be Pat Statsford. I think Pat Statsford comes through. Close game. I think the betting line right now is 4.5. The Rams are 4.5 favorites. If I had to, I would pick the Bengals to keep it even closer than that. But I think the Rams will win.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be hard to see them. Everything is so perfectly set up for them. You know, they're at home. It's not going to be like the San Francisco deal where there's going to be more Bengals in the fans.
Right.
I don't think that's going to happen.
They have the better defense.
Right.
You know, Aaron Donald. I think, you know, unless they choke. I mean, I think, you know, like you said, the playoffs this year have been, you know, everything's been close. So I expect another close game down to the wire.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, you know, we'll be able to follow up in about 9 days. Well, more hype next week. And then finally we get to the game on Sunday. So, you know, enjoy the hype. And, you know, we will check in. Everybody, where are you supposed to listen to our podcast?
Yes. Thanks for listening. Of course, keep listening wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, all those places. Of course, keep following us or follow us and interact with us on social media at BrosPod. On Twitter, at BrosPod, on Instagram, and Bill Roden on Sports on Facebook.
All right, everybody. You heard it. Do it. Follow us.
Yes.
And, you know, enjoy the run-up Super Bowl week. I know all y'all are going to be watching and listening. So don't even feel guilty about it. Just, you know, it's like, you know, you're addicted to it. So
they got us.
You know, what the hell? But be careful. Still wear your mask. You know, and be safe and continue to pray. And we will see you next week. God bless.
Morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.